As we enter into this Holy Week, there is one word we can hold in our hearts today and for the rest of the week. Jesus says, "You do not always have me." But if there is any week that we have him, it's this week. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. This is the week when we can give ourselves a little more fully. This is the week that sets the bar for all of the rest of the weeks of the year. This is the week where we give a little bit more, we become a little bit more open to his presence, to his love, to his invitation to suffer with him, to his invitation also to rise with him. We heard in the first reading that Jesus is the one who sets the captives free, those who are, let's see if I can find the actual words here, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon those who live in darkness. Ultimately, the confinement that we experience is the fear of death, the fear that if we give all that we have, we'll have nothing left and our life will be over. If we give all of our attention, if we give all of our love, then we will simply be out of love. We will run out, our life will be over, and that will be it. But as we hear just a few verses after the gospel that we just heard, Jesus said, "Unless you become like a grain of wheat and fall to the ground and die, you remain alone." When we give everything, when we pour out all of our love, when we give our whole hearts, we don't run out. Jesus proves that for us this week as he gives everything to us, as he pours out his whole heart for us in the Passion, as he empties himself completely, even to the last breath. He never says enough. He never says stop. He never says, "I think that proves the point." He goes all the way to the end and gives everything. And when we are willing to give everything, and especially this week, renewing again in our hearts that gift of ourselves, we won't run out. Jesus will bring us to new life. But the danger for us is to be like Judas. Judas reminds me of the two old men in the Muppets sitting on the balcony, casting aspersions at everyone else, saying, what's that? And that person has a problem. And Pope John Paul calls them the masters of suspicion. And Pope Francis has used the expression the prophets of doom, where we stand making objections and pointing out all of the problems, problems that don't even really affect us. He had no interest in giving to the poor. He just pointed out that it could be given to the poor. And that's the way that we don't enter into the Passion. That's the way that we resist entering into this week. That's the way that we don't allow Jesus to draw us into that communion with himself and to share with us the depths of his love. A love which is terrifying because it's a love unto death, but a love which is thrilling because that death leads to eternal life. Let us ask the Lord to strengthen us in this Eucharist, to set aside all of our suspicion and all of our prophecies of doom, all of our excuses why we can't do it, why it's too difficult, why there are other things that we could be doing. Let us allow the Lord to push all of the excuses aside that we can truly enter in. We do not always have him with us, but we have him today. We have him this week. Let us not waste the time, but truly use it for our sanctification and truly offer it for the sanctification of the whole world.